everyone.
Hello.
Just to let you know,
we're going to hawk our wares at you.
Just to let you know that for the next couple of weeks, we've got merch available. It won't be available forever. So if you want it, go and get it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Where can we find it?
That's coming later.
You'll have to find out.
You'll be able to find it through the links in our socials. Enjoy the episode. Good luck editing that together.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This content contains podcast. This adult contains podcast content. Adult content, be advised. Enjoy the episode. I lost a tube of glitter that day, but I gained so much more.
Alrighty then, are you ready to jingle your bells?
Do you remember when you pushed me over?
I knew you were gonna do that! I knew it!
Meg and I were arsing around in the Brussels departure lounge, Eurostar to the UK, and she pushed me a little bit too hard, and I was already unbalanced, and I went all the way over in front of everyone.
I thought she'd turn around and say something bitchy to me, so I gave what I thought was a little shove.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I tried more to scoop you, to like sweep you out of the way to go in front of you.
And I
but instead, what I did was push you to the floor.
I brought all my suitcase down with me. It was loud. I hit a chair on the way down. And to an onlooker, it would have just looked like a random act of violence.
Pardon you.
Elsie says I'm farting.
Yeah. Meg has this theory. Well, you explain.
I could go all day and not do a single fart, but as soon as Elsie walks through the door, I'm farting like nobody's business. Like, just fart, 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 fart,
it's
fart.
It's like a very specific and, like, shit superpower that I have.
Only on one person as well. You don't make me gassy.
No, I just think I'm just gassy in the evening.
Yeah,
that's when I come home.
Yeah,
that's when you come home.
Do you know, there was a study actually that proves this isn't about that. It's about
that proves that Elsie makes people gassy.
we carried it out in this room.
It's the previous. that you always touch people harder than you think you're going to touch them.
Oh,
I've forgotten the exact details, but it basically proved that like when you think you've touched someone at a two, they will be like, no, that was a four.
Well, I had that sounds like a thing from Ted Lasso. You always touch people harder than you think.
I had a hug today from a colleague and I was...
Oh my God, workplace harassment.
I was going in for like a...
Handshake.
A cursory kind of, oh, you're back after a few weeks away, hi, friendly sort of thing. And it was like a proper hug and I was like, Oh, we're friends now. Like, he gave it back.
I'd be so creeped out if one of my colleagues gave me a hug because I work from home. Like,
How do you know where I live?
So, Fimbles, we're doing this one because you all apparently love it. Social media loves the Fimbles.
Every girl, every boy, come on, open up your eyes. There's a world right here, full of wonder and surprise.
Let's go and find the Fimbles!
Fimbles, Fimbles, Fimbles.
We're the Fimbles!
Yeah, so you all voted for the Fimbles over the Hoobs, and I've got a lot more to say about the Hoobs.
I recalled the Hoobs.
Yeah.
We'll get round to the Hoobs.
The symbol people, right?
Yeah. The motorettes.
Yeah.
The motorettes are singing. They keep the engine spinning. Hoob, hoob, hooray! I can't wait to do it! I love it so much!
The Fimbles,
so the Hoobs...
Let's be honest, there isn't a tremendous amount to say about the Fimbles.
However, the post I made about... I, like, just put the intro on Instagram and it fucking... did numbers so quickly.
It really
did. Everybody loves it.
There was that one comment about... Because the opening line, or the one of the opening lines is about... They specify boys
every
and girls.
Every girl, every boy...
Do you know how long it took me to register that they had gendered terms in the intro? Because, like, someone immediately picked up on that in the comments on that post.
Oh, someone was like, you wouldn't get away with doing this now because of woke.
It would have to be every them, every they. And it's like
children, child, every child.
If that is, like, your first comment to complain about that, like, and say, oh, nowadays you couldn't do that, sincerely get fucked. Like, get a life.
Like, you've completely... it's people who could just completely misunderstand the whole... Oh my god, talking about woke. Did you see Right Said Fred's tweet the other day?
Yes.
Oh my god, haven't seen it. Laura
Far Right Said Fred.
Yeah, Laura hasn't seen it.
No.
Yeah, Far Right Said Fred.
No.
Yeah. Let me explain
the
tweet.
Yeah, they're bad now.
Let me explain the tweet to you. It was, you know how phone boxes are pretty much obsolete now, don't really have...
They're only home to, what do they call it in the north? Slag tags?
Slag tags, yeah.
Slag tags, which I think is a great name.
So a lot of them have been repurposed.
Yeah. Not just for slag tags, but like little libraries and stuff.
No. Defibrillators are being put in them.
Yeah. Because they can't turn off the... It's more of an effort or something to
get rid of them.
Yeah.
So they're putting defibrillators in them, obviously, so they're easy to access for community. And Right Said Fred tweeted a picture of a defibrillator in a phone...
Or one of Right Said Fred.
Yeah, a phone box, and was like... What did it say? It was like... This is what the left wants to do to the country, or something like that.
Make it safer for the old.
Basically, the comment was like, this is what happens when woke gets you. Like, I don't know.
It's like, if you're a man in your 60s, you really should not be complaining about more defibrillators lying in the streets.
People were quote tweeting it like,
fellas,
guys, is it woke to not want to die of a heart attack?
Fellas, is it gay?
Fellas, is it gay to die?
How has this happened to them?
Like, I know.
It's actually, I was going to say it's unbelievable. It's not. They're white men.
Are they gay? I don't know if they are, but their music certainly
is. I don't know if they were,
is.
But they gave gay, didn't they?
Their music is. I just want to say that, I mean, politics aside, I actually think they have some fantastic music.
Yeah, now you've got to get it through LimeWire.
Yeah, they did have some bangers back in the day, but now all they do is
deeply dippy.
Hate tweet all over fucking.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah. So I was at the hairdresser's yesterday. Sean used, or our hairdresser used, the phrase "back in the day." Guess what time period she was referring to?
2019.
Yesterday. Oh.
Way back.
2006.
1610s. Further back. BC.
No. She's so funny. 1400s.
Basically, she was like, back in the day in the Black Death. I was like, but back in the day in the 1300s.
She's so funny. That is so funny.
Back in the day, you could load all your dead bodies onto a cart.
Yeah,
dump them in the Thames, but you can't do that now because I'm woke.
Because her boyfriend has a plague doctor tattoo, and she was like, you know, back in the day, doctors. And I was like, where?
Doctors is kind.
Yeah, men what shoved spices in their faces.
Lovely.
The nose would be full of spices and stuff that they thought would keep the plague away.
Ow, painful. Have you ever breathed in cayenne pepper?
It wouldn't have been those.
Oh, okay.
Oh God, they can't.
Yes, I have.
I don't want to get into woke too much on the pod, but if you think that a kids' TV show would be cancelled over the words girl and boy, it's like they seem to think that girls and boys don't exist anymore. That is not the problem. You're getting everything so
might
twisted.
Just be another lyric that just uses the term child.
Yeah, that is probably exactly what they do.
Like, imagine watching a reel that is the Fimbles intro and spouting off about woke in the comments.
I know.
Get a life.
Oh, I saw, I don't know how recent this is, but it came off my Instagram. It was an interview between a British news broadcaster, not the BBC, I can't remember which one, talking to a non-binary person. And the non-binary person goes by they, you know, and then she got into an argument The broadcaster, a woman, got into an argument with the non-binary person because she was saying, oh, they's not grammatically correct.
Oh, fuck off.
I'm going to use she because that's grammatically correct.
Shut up.
They is also a singular. I do remember I myself got tripped up on this because you get trained that they is plural, right?
And yeah, but if you don't know if it's male or female, you'll say that.
100%. And like, I don't think this anymore, even remotely, because it's like, yeah, what if someone's left a bag in a room? Do you assume he or she? No, you're probably gonna go, they left their bag.
Yeah.
And it's like, it is grammatically correct. Why are you, as a news broadcaster, are you spouting? Like, why are you getting into an argument with a guest that you have invited on?
Was it GB News by any chance?
Maybe.
Are we not all just fucking tired?
Yeah. Let's
Should we talk about the Fimbles?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that the Fimbles is like invigorating.
So say that again.
Grey is a prohibited colour for Laura.
Why?
Because I'm so sweaty.
Oh, that was fun. Time for a little rest now, I think.
Hello, Simba.
Hello, Pom.
What doing?
Well, I've had such a busy day, I'm going to have a little nap now.
Simba, play with Pom first.
Yeah, all right, Pom. Just one game, and then I'll go to sleep.
All right.
So, Fimble started in 2002. I don't really have much more to say on the background of the Fimbles.
So it was basically created to fill a gap. So it's aimed at kids that are too old for Teletubbies but not old enough for tweenies. So that's why it was made. There was no stopgap between being too old for gibberish and too young for
sentences.
Full words. Yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely like toddler coded, like reception aimed, probably younger than reception actually. I don't know, like 2 to 4.
That's a great point. Yeah, you're right. I'd never considered that. It does feel right in between those two things.
Because it,
yeah.
Especially, what's her name?
Pom, baby Pom.
Talks like a toddler.
Yeah.
And they all move, like all the non-puppeted ones.
What, the thimbles, the suits?
The thimbles, yeah. They all move like toddlers. Like, they don't know the
you
length
You can't
of...
move any other way in those
Yeah,
suits.
which is great, but they...
Unfortunately, I think they kind of move a bit like the Slitheen.
They from... do, yes. They do move. The... Like, they don't know how long their own limbs are.
Yes. Like, yeah. Puppies.
Like puppies.
Or toddlers.
Or toddlers. Yeah. Or teenagers. Well, there's those growth periods where you're not sure how long your wingspan is.
I assume we'll get to this later, but Elsie put up a poll asking for people's takes on the thimbles.
Oh, just a little question tag thing.
Oh, yeah, on our Instagram. And someone asked what kind of animal they were. And
a lot of people did.
And Elsie replied with weird dogs. That's one of my favorite memes ever. Is like, what's that? That's a weird looking dog.
My favorite joke ever is referring to every single animal as a weird dog. And another fantastic joke is the reverse in Peanuts, where Peppermint Patty is the only character that refers to Snoopy as that weird looking kid.
He's bipedal.
Well, yes.
Do you remember? There's that Netflix program that's like Alien World, and it's all CG, and it's honestly, the thimbles
reminded me
the thimbles reminded me of a non-scary version of that.
Yeah, it gives 1960s Star Trek Alien World.
Yes, the setting definitely does. I mean, we were saying today, you expect like a sexy green lady to walk out
dressed
in
a metallic
underwear. Looking sort of vacant.
Yeah, with really, really back-combed hair. Yeah,
it kind of reminds me of that episode of Star Trek where the things that they think about come to life. Do you know what I mean?
Original Star Trek is so good, where
the rabbit from Alice in Wonderland hops out. Yeah.
Oh, it's quite scary. But all the settings, like all the planets in original Star Trek are like psychedelic pink. Because it's the
plastic. You knock on that rock.
But it's like the 60s. And Fimbles somehow has managed to recreate that just perfectly.
I think it's so nice to look at.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Like, I really do enjoy it.
Like, in the intro, you've got you sort of pan away from like a cloud of bubbles into like a pink planet with like a bright pink tree with like plants you've never seen. It's just gorgeous.
I found the like willow swing thing unsettling, but I just find willow trees unsettling.
This is why I don't really understand why people are asking what they are, because clearly they live on a different planet. That is not an Earth terrain, is it? It's not a habitat that exists here, so clearly they're not earthbound, are they?
Highly irradiated dystopian future.
And yet fallout. Chickens, moles and frogs still exist there.
What a fun day we've all had. Can you remember who found the white line? That's right, it was Fimble. He made it into a starting line and had a race. It looked like Fimble and Rocket were going to win. But they fell asleep, so Pom and Florrie were the winners. Perhaps you could have a race with your friends. Come and find us next time, won't you? Now, we must fly. Cheery bye!
There is a book called Luciana and the Finders by Sarah Hayes. It's a illustrated storybook, and it has thimble-like creatures in it, and they are the antagonists, and they're like threatening to eat Luciana. And
they're the predators.
Their eyes are on the front.
Mm. And Sarah Hayes worked on the thimbles, like collaborated with the thimbles, because they took the design from that book. So the thimbles are nothing like the creatures in the book, but that is where they came from.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes, it is.
They were originally the antagonists.
They originally wanted to eat children.
All of them have front-facing eyes. I mean,
yeah, all of them.
Rocket does.
Does the bird?
Yeah,
all of them. All right up close.
Live in a predator world. Fimble eat fimble.
It's a
fimble eat fimble world. It's a frog eat frog world. It's a doggy dog world.
It's a doggy dog world. It's a froggy frog world. So Wikipedia says they're like a cross between a hippo and a tapir.
I see that.
I like that.
Yeah, I could really see that.
Striking. I had a thought today at work that if a Brazil nut was an animal, it would be a tapir.
If a Brazil nut was an animal, it would be a thimble.
Yeah.
They... Oh, no, I can't. It's gone.
Okay. Great. Great content.
It was just another... Oh, it just reminded me of... Have you guys ever played Viva Pinata?
No.
No.
Okay. I've played on a pinata.
You played on a pinata?
No, I just
never done
it.
Pinata before.
Viva Pinata is a game where you basically create your own garden and you're trying to attract pinatas to want to live in it.
Oh, yeah, that's
no, it's,
so cute.
It's really... paper donkeys.
Yeah,
no, a rainbow donkey. So you've got to make it look all nice and cool so the little rainbow donkey wants to live.
You've
there.
Never played it. Why?
No, but I get the concept. Right.
So you like the first one you get is a whirly worm and they just want grass.
Right.
And when they arrive at your garden, they're black and white. And when they decide to stay in your garden, they'll change into like a full colored
version.
It
sounds a bit like a cross between Spore and Pokemon. Maggie, you remember Spore, don't you?
It's cuter and more 3D.
I actually think I have played Viva Pinata. That's why I know.
And when they decide to live in your garden, you can make them a home. They can mate. And then they have this little animation of them.
What is
like,
PS?
There's an Xbox One, but it's also on Windows.
And they do a little animation.
All the best games are.
They do a little dance animation to be like, we want to stay. And it's actually really, really cute. And it very nice. Fimbles coded because the Fimbles would fit in well in that world.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, and there's evil pinatas that will eat your pinatas that are like red and poison.
Oh my god, there's a threat.
There's a threat.
Well, that's nature. And you've got to let it take its course.
No, you kill them with a shovel.
Great.
Yeah, red ones.
You know they're doing that with grey squirrels now.
Yeah, because they're fucking the red menaces. Ones.
Yeah.
Who do you think in Fimble World is the predator?
The Fimbles.
The frog.
Poison. That's clearly a poison frog.
No, but the thing
frog.
Is, if we're saying that they're kind of like badgers, right? Was it badgers?
Herbivores.
Tapirs and hippos.
Oh, because I read somewhere that they're a bit like badgers because their whole thing is like...
Burrowing.
Finding.
Oh,
but if they are like any of these creatures, they have snaffled that frog. They're not mates with him and they've eaten it already. No,
that's why I think
they're like a badger. They've eaten everything in that fucking garden.
That's why I think he's poisonous. He's cut. Well, I know everything's colourful. Maybe they're all poisonous. If they were real, they'd be poisonous.
Yeah.
Should we talk about what happens in an episode?
Yeah, so the episode generally starts with something irritating.
You were talking about one earlier where they got the hiccups.
Right. So it starts, basically, the episodes tend to come full circle. I'll give you an example because I watched the one when they have hiccups. Fimbo is...
The male Fimble.
Yeah, the yellow and green one. He's wandering around, he's just jumping up on them, basically. And they're both like, no, we didn't like that. Stop doing that.
Nobody liked that.
Oh. Hello, Pom.
Oh, Fimbo.
Did you like my surprise?
No, oh, Pom, jump.
But my surprises are the best. That's what I'm doing today. Surprises.
You know, sometimes if you've been bouncing about, you just need to sit quietly for a bit. Well, I do anyway. Just right for sitting quietly for a bit.
Boo!
Ooh, smelly jelly Fimbo!
Hello, Rocket!
Oh, hello, Fimbo.
Did you like my surprise?
The thing is, I just wanted to sit quietly for a bit.
Oh, dear. Even Rocket didn't like my surprise. Well, that's what I'm doing today, jumping out and surprising everyone.
Florrie and Pom, the other ones.
Florrie says, I'm getting that fimbling feeling or whatever it is.
Yes, the fimbly feeling.
The
fimbly feeling.
Yeah.
Pom has fimbly bimbly feeling.
Oh. I'm getting the fimbling feeling too! Hooray!
So am I! We're all going to find something! Hooray!
I can feel a twinkling, I can hear a sound,
It's telling me there's something waiting to be found.
Where is it? Where is it?
What could it be?
I think it might be over there. Let's go and see. Something here.
Where is it? Is it here?
Or is it there?
Can you see it anywhere?
And they go looking for something, and what they find is hiccups. And they've got the hiccups. And then they sing a song about the hiccups. And then...
And you often see, like, a cut towards real-life humans.
Yeah.
Interacting
with what they find.
And then, I have points about that. We'll come back.
And then Pom gets the hiccups as well. And then, obviously, it comes back round to the fact that Fimbo is scaring people, and that's how he gets rid of their hiccups, except he's gone round and made basically everyone jump. And Pom and Flory have gone off to have their little hiccup adventure, and he's still looking for people to jump up on. And Rocket the frog has just, I don't remember where he says he's been, but he's like, oh, I'm really tired, I just want to sit here quietly. This big yellow and green monster jumps up on him, and he's like, did you like my surprise? And the frog's like,
fuck off, no.
I feel like Fimbo just wasn't getting it. Like, nobody wanted to be surprised.
So, the Fimbly feeling is what they get before they go off and find an object, and then the rest of the episode is dedicated to teaching the audience about what that object is. Sometimes it's a concept.
Yeah, sometimes it's an affliction.
Yeah.
And I want to read to you my favourite. So each episode is named after what they find, and I'm going to name you the best ones.
There's so many episodes.
Yeah. Laura watched one where they get sneezes.
Yeah, it was called Tissue, and they get the snizzles.
Oh, Tissues is on my list. Yeah. So there's Yellow, Keys, Tissues, sorry,
it better be good.
Big Box. And then the next one is Box of Straws. I don't think they're one after another, but they are two different episodes. White Line.
Okay. Next episode, Key.
Sock. Smelly Sock. I'm running out of ideas. And Zills. Do you know what a Zill is?
No.
The finger symbols used by belly dancers.
I'm sorry. They really ran out of ideas.
Because we didn't know what a Zill was.
It was like the last episode.
You as a four-year-old, you go home, you run up to your parents, you're like, guys, I know what Zills are. And your parents go, what?
Guys, I know what white lines are.
I'm interested to watch that episode. I've not seen it because we couldn't. Oh my god, we couldn't watch all of them because they're like, what, 20 minutes long?
Oh,
each?
They are too. They
it's
are too long.
Literally like 300 episodes.
Yeah,
or something
they're long
as well.
I understand how and I don't think they misuse the length of time. But it's like you pause it and you're like, I'm sorry, wait, there's 17 minutes left.
So the character that they're
people. They're sentient.
The one that explains what the objects are, the education one, is a hen called
Bessie.
Bessie, that's
an annoying northern hen.
I didn't think she was.
I liked her.
She's so annoying.
I liked
Shut
her.
Up.
I liked how she called them Chucky eggs. My Chucky egg.
My Chucky eggs.
Yeah. And I have something to say about Chucky eggs. So Chucky egg
Your
is.
Your dad say that.
Yes.
Is it when Chucky lays eggs?
No, it's not. A Chucky egg is just a name for an egg. It's or is it like a way of cooking an egg? I don't know, but you can call an egg
it's
a
like
Chucky egg.
There's like 36 ways to cook eggs. I don't think Chucky is, unless that's.
I don't know. I mean, replies on a
chucking
postcard.
An egg. Yeah, chucking an egg. That cooks it right. If you throw it fast enough, surely that cooks it.
Oh my god! Why do we always talk about eggs on this fucking podcast? Anyway. Chucky egg is a thing you can say if you agree with me, if you've heard this term, answer us on a postcard, tell us on Instagram, let us know. But my dad says it a lot, and one day he got up off the sofa and said, right, I'm going for a Chucky apple.
That's so funny.
And it doesn't have the same ring to it, but now as a household, we call apples Chucky apples.
You could Chucky anything, mate. Cook it if you Chucky it far enough. Have we talked about the tooth thing on the podcast?
What? No?
What's that? Weird thing your grandma calls teeth.
Tuthy pegs.
Have we talked about that on the podcast?
Again, if you've heard the term tuthy pegs for teeth. Tuthy pegs.
Do you know what
thing.
I think would be a really good, similar footy pegs. Your toes.
Handy pegs. Your fingers.
We've had this exact same conversation before, but with lashes.
Like
fingers for your hand lashes.
Toes to your foot lashes. Feet are your leg lashes.
And teeth are your mouth lashes.
Hands are your arm lashes.
Can boobs be your chest lashes?
Yeah, sure.
Right. And then nipples are your breast lashes. It works.
Why? Your booby pegs.
My God.
I don't think you've ever said anything that funny ever.
Your booby pegs. I'm going to call them that from now on.
Your tummy pegs and your booby pegs.
I'm going to go. I would love to call them that to a doctor.
Right, sorry, why are you here today, miss? Oh, I've got a problem with my booby pegs.
You what?
He's like, right.
Get out.
I'm just going to refer you to the psychiatrist.
So you got Bessie.
Bessie, look! Oh, bless me tail feathers, what a lot of yellow. Pam, walk all the way round. That's right, you can walk all the way round it because it's a circle, a big yellow circle. Hello, Nella.
She's got a little chick. He's called Ribble.
That's a terrible name.
Oh, yeah, it is.
No,
yeah.
It's cute. It's a cute name.
Would you like to be named Ribble?
Well, no.
There you go.
Laura, but
there you
go. Don't be silly. Are you taking this seriously?
Am I fuck?
Oh, yes, please, Ribble. Let's get a cracker. See you later, Bessie. Ribble?
Ribble on a roller skate?
It was! I'd better go and find him.
Oh, yes, please. And tell him to be careful.
Oh, I will, Bessie. Bye!
Then you got... So, yeah, you got her sort of chiming in throughout the episode. You've also got Roly Mo. Lovely Welsh Roly Mo.
Oh, that's a catchy little song, Florrie.
Roly, what's your favourite colour?
My favourite colour is purple.
Come into our yellow circle, Roly. It's lovely and warm.
Oh, well now, I don't know that I need to get any warmer. I've got my thick fur coat to keep me warm. But shall I find you a story?
Dory!
Yes, a warm yellow story. I think I know just the one.
He lives in a hole and he rolls. I was on the phone to my parents the other night. I said, do you remember Fimbles? My mum was like, yeah, of course I do. My dad was like, I don't really know. And she said, oh, the mole that rolled. And he was like, oh, he rolled. Yeah, I remember him. And when we got on Instagram and started talking about Fimbles, everyone was like, Roly Mo. Everyone remembers Roly Mo. He's everyone's favourite and he is the best part of it. And he got his own spin-off, which was more successful.
Also, the set for Roly Mo is, the set for Fimbles, nice. The set for Roly Mo, actually gorgeous, actually really really nice to look at in every single room.
Yeah, there's four different rooms in it. It's quite a Fimbles and Roly Mo is quite a high-tech production, it looks like.
I must have watched the shit out of this when I was a kid because I didn't even remember the Fimbles opening theme song, but I did remember the Roly Mo song. I actually remembered the words to it.
The second that song came on, because I had been adamant, I was like, oh, I don't think I ever watched it. I don't remember this at all. Then I watched it and that song, I was like, fuck, I remember this so much.
I'm the opposite. I didn't remember that Roly Mo had a song, but I remembered the opening song. I think it's a lovely opening song. I think it's really nice.
Have you got a story, Rowley? Have you?
Well, as a matter of fact, I have, Rocket.
Well, can we hear it?
Oh, that's a story.
Oh, of course. Well, then, I'll be back.
In a Rowley bow.
When you take a look inside a book, it's fun as fun can be. Oh, now what have we here? When you take a look inside a book, who knows what you might see? A story or rhyme, just take the time to read along with me. Ah, here we are then. Ooh, I see you're both sitting comfortably.
Yes, Rowley.
Good. Then I'll begin.
Yeah, Rowley Moe is just a very comforting, lovely presence. He just looks so comfy and round, and I love him. I do.
Such vivid memories of, like, the way the books look, the way that one that he picks up looks, and I was just like...
I think that the mole... I think the mole eyes... next to the thimble eyes look a bit creepy, and I don't think you notice this when you're watching the show, but I googled it and I was looking at pictures of, I think I was making an Instagram story or something, and it had a picture of like Rowley Moe next to the thimbles, and I think his eyes look a bit creepy.
Okay.
In comparison, because right. They're big and black,
right,
whereas their thimbles are quite like
beady
and they just look a bit goofy. He's like, I'm looking at you right now.
You've seen a mole.
I've seen a mole, yeah.
I've never seen a mole.
I saw a mole at uni, and yeah. I was there were lots of mole hills at our uni, and I was walking up the hill one day, and I saw one of the mole hills fucking rustling, and I was like, oh my god, I'm about to see a mole.
Whoa, what a treat.
If I wasn't scared I would catch something if it bit me, I would have grabbed it and taken it home. It was so cute.
You are so your mother's daughter.
Yeah, but she's not afraid of anything.
Fear tempering.
She'd have been like, rabies, sure.
Yeah, rabies don't exist.
I know it doesn't. I know it doesn't.
Sorry, in this country, it does exist. Just to be clear.
So if you think that Rolly Moe's creepy...
I didn't think he was creepy.
No, I don't actually think he's creepy. I just thought in the picture next to the thimbles, his eyes are noticeably big and black.
So let's talk about Rocket the Frog.
I'm a post frog, and my name's Rocket.
What does that mean? Okay, so
he's a post frog.
Inadvertently covered two shows that use...
What do you think it means?
Use frogs as postmen. And they don't need a post frog in this universe, because they can all, like...
There's no one else.
There's, like, five of them.
You'd be a very fast post frog.
Oh, yes. I'll be the fastest post frog who ever delivered anything. I'm the post frog, and my name's Rocket. Fast delivery, watch me hop it. Time for a little rest. Ooh, I mustn't stop for long. I've got something very important to deliver. I've dropped it. Oh, silly me.
I found Rocket very irritating.
Yes.
He's like that, like if he was your mate, you'd beat him up. Like, yeah. He's that one mate that chats so much shit at the pub. He's like Jay from The Inbetweeners. The Inbetweeners.
The archetype was there.
Yeah.
He's creepy looking. He's off-putting.
He's got like, this is probably unintentional, but like he moved his arms and I could like see the cuffs of his skin, and I was like, I don't like that at all.
It's like what's the word, it's like ruched up, it's like wrinkled. What's the word, it's puckered. Very strange.
And it was just, I was like, I shouldn't be seeing that.
When I was a kid, so I really 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 loved the thimbles, but I until yesterday I didn't remember
now you hate
anything
them.
About it. I remember that I had a real soft spot for Rocket. I loved Rocket. Didn't have a crush on Rocket, but it was the child equivalent. He was my favourite, right? Now, he makes me feel murderous. I hate him.
I don't think
that's what love is, Els. If you're not willing to go crazy for someone, you don't really love him.
I don't think I watched enough Rocket content, because like he wasn't in the ones I watched that much for me to form much of an opinion about him. So I will take you guys' word for it.
He's got the voice of a creepy clown.
Yeah, he does. And he has this noise that he makes, and every time he made it, I just wanted to kill someone with my hands.
That's a picture of me. That's a picture of me.
I was
kill him.
Yeah.
Googling like Fimble's Reddit just to see what people are talking about. And there was a very long thread about the different crushes people had, and like a lot of people were like, "Oh, I didn't have any crushes on the Fimbles, but I had crushes on this Tweety." And I was like,
"Was it Milo?" A lot of people did.
It was multiple different ones. It wasn't Milo, the first one I saw. I can't remember who it was. And I haven't watched the Tweeties. And I was just like, I feel rude judging people for having crushes on foam people. What were they made of?
Felt
people.
I reckon.
Felt people. Because it's like, when I was a kid, I had a crush on so many animated characters. So I don't think that's a place to judge. But I was like, that feels weird to me.
Oh my god, someone left a comment on one of the reels like, the green and pink one was where it was at. And I was like, right, well, this is what happens.
It's a baby.
Yeah, this is what happens when a reel leaves your circle. You start to get weirdos commenting things. I'm like, what, the one that's actually audibly a baby? No, even a toddler, it's a baby.
It's a baby.
It can barely form words.
I forgot that one of them couldn't form words. That left my mind entirely.
And she always...
I think Pom's really cute.
Yeah, I like Pom.
She structures her sentences like 3-year-olds, where she's like, Pom is going to help, and because she doesn't
That's
understand
not what
the concept.
You were going
I.
to say.
What did you think I was?
Pom is going to hell. I think a lot of listeners probably thought that's where you were going as well.
La 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 la.
Oh, hello, Foy.
Oh, hello, Pom.
Pom got snaggy.
Oh, Pom.
Yes, Foy.
Have you seen my Silky anywhere?
No, Pom not seen it.
Oh, all right then.
Foy?
Yes, Pom?
If Pom find Foy Silky, Pom bring it to Foy. All right.
Oh, thank you, Pom. That's really kind of you.
It's all right, Foy. See you later.
I remember I loved the Fimbles so much. I had like, I think a Fimbles annual or something. And it came with stickers, and I'd like decorated around my room with the stickers. Aww. And the one that lasted the longest was the one that I'd put on my light switch, which I think was only taken off when I like went to uni, and in my second year of uni came home and my mum and dad had
destroyed your
so
room.
So I've probably seen that sticker.
Yeah, I'd redecorated my room, and I think it was Rocket.
Oh,
I think it was
okay.
Rocket. But I don't remember, because I definitely at some point had them all stuck somewhere.
Rocket looks like the Rainforest Cafe frog.
Oh. Rocket had his own radio show on CBeebies Radio.
There was a CBeebies Radio?
There was a CBeebies Radio. Then it got rebranded as part of BBC Radio 4. And it is, I think, still on for a couple of hours in the morning once a week. And
that
it's
makes sense.
You can also listen to it on the CBBC website. So I watched a bit of this on YouTube, like someone had put pictures to it, and it's basically the structure of the Fimbles, but without the Fimbles and just with Rocket's voice, and oh my god, it's unbearable.
Soggy Rocket with a pocket, that's me. It's raining in Fimble Valley today. Hippity hoppity hoo, howdy diddly do.
Howdy diddly do.
Hello, everyone! Have you got your rocket pockets?
Yes, we've got our rocket pockets!
Yippity-dippity! Then let's ring Rolly's doorbell! Ooh, what's that sound? Let's ring Rolly's doorbell again. I wonder what that sound can be. Let's go and find out. Hello, Rolly! I can't hear Rolly, but I can hear something.
I actually can't hear anything more.
Yeah, I mean, I sent...
That's Meg's hell. That's her punishment.
I asked you to watch it just for context. I could understand if you didn't.
No.
I mean,
I'm listeners, sorry, that must have got lost because I didn't even see you'd sent that.
This is
sorry.
What I do for them. I try and help them.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's all right.
I'm sorry, but also I don't want to because that's horrible.
Yeah, it was.
I can imagine.
I tried to watch, like, because sometimes sometimes you don't need to watch much of a thing to get an idea of it, right? But I feel like I should watch as many as I can, so things to talk about, any weird stuff that happens, that kind of thing. But it was so head emptying to watch the film because it is very accurately aimed for very young kids.
I mean, we loved it, so clearly they've done a fabulous job.
I didn't love it.
It's the song stuff in your memory.
Yeah, no, that's true. But it's like, it was so emptying my brain because it was so nothing. It was so nothing to engage with. It was like difficult to watch many, if that makes sense.
I drifted off a lot.
This always crops up for me because genuinely one of the ways that I entertain myself watching stuff is like question the logic of it. They have those little windows. So they have the theme or whatever, the lesson for the episode. And then they show it in reality in situ being used or exhibited or whatever.
I wonder what they do.
Hello, Fimble love. Ooh, what have you found?
Don't know. It's got 1, 2, 3, 4 wheels, but I don't know what it is.
Well, it's a roller skate.
A roller skate? What does it do?
Shall we have a look and see?
Oh, yes, please, Bessie.
Then come with me.
Come and see the big wide world. The big wide world.
We are roller skating. When you are roller skating, you move 1 foot forward and the other foot forward.
We are practicing on our roller skates. When you learn to roller skate, you can go really fast.
It's quite tricky because sometimes you fall over.
They were commenting on it like they could all see it, and I was just like, this is really like, where, what's the origin of this live stream of a child? Do the people in it know that they're being watched by aliens? What's going on? Why can they all see it? It was just, I was like, that's so strange.
Yeah, you might be the only person ever to have that problem.
Oh no, it's not like a problem. It's just something I thought while I was watching it. Because like another kind of show, you might cut back to the studio and there's a screen showing them. Or it's Bagpuss's brain, you know.
Yeah, they're all hallucinating together.
But they're all hallucinating a pertinent lesson. It's also always...
pertinent lesson?
What, yellow?
What was yellow? What was white lines?
Hello there, Florrie love.
Oh, Bessie, I've found something very funny.
You found a hiccup.
Hiccup?
Yes. There's a funny little something that makes a funny sound. It's very hard to find it, but you know when it is found.
Have you seen the reel about the girl who's talking about, like, she's like, there's this theory that people with ADHD don't fall asleep, they just pass out. And then goes on to say why she thinks this is the case for her. And everyone in the comments is like, I don't think that's passing out due to ADHD. I think you should be checked for narcolepsy.
Yeah. There's a lot of comorbidity with ADHD and narcolepsy. Yeah.
One of them's like, I was having a conversation and I fell asleep while I was talking to this person. And I thought I was replying to someone in my dream, but it was like, everyone in the comments was like, that's not passing out. That's not normal.
I have a friend who has slight narcolepsy that is triggered when he eats chocolate. And he was once walking along the street and he knew he was about to fall asleep. And as he fell onto his friend, he just said, I'm sorry.
Does he have like a dog, or can dogs sense that?
Can you have
a helper dog?
The thing with like, I obviously it's a very serious disease, but it's also fucking hysterical because you just collapse asleep. But I was watching a thing and like one of the characters in it had narcolepsy. And I wonder if you have narcolepsy, does like, is it to your benefit for your house to have a lot of soft surfaces? Because this guy was talking to someone and they had a glass table and he kept smacking his face into the glass table. And I was like, wow, you gotta consider these things.
When you're furnishing your home, gonna hurt if I pass out onto it?
It's like alcoholics and narcoleptics all in the soft aisle. You know?
Just putting those little toddler-proof things on all the corners. Actually, we've all broken a bone, haven't we?
I put a tiny little child's chair onto an armchair, fell off of it, and smashed my elbow to pieces.
I can't remember how old... I remember this, so I must have been older than four to have this to be such a definite memory. But I was once running around a picnic table chasing someone and slipped and smacked my face into the corner of the picnic table.
Ow!
And my... I call it my big tooth, but I've used that phrase with Megan. She got very angry. But, you know, everyone's got like a big tooth.
I've got my front teeth.
Yeah, yeah, you got a bigger one, right?
I don't think so.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, okay. Well, I have a bigger one.
I've got a smile like the Osmonds, Laura. And you know it. Famously nice teeth. Go on.
Okay. I had smacked my big tooth into the corner of this picnic table. And then it went brown, not brown, it went grey.
Yeah, she bruised a tooth.
And that's permanent.
Yeah, they just stay like that till they fall out.
Yeah, it was luckily a baby tooth, but there's like photos of me that have been edited and photos of me that haven't been edited. It's like, oh, interesting.
That's great.
So I just want to briefly talk about my broken bone, if that's...
Go for it.
So I fell down a flight of stairs when I was 10. My left collarbone was...
this story.
Broken in half, basically. I was in... Why are you laughing?
Because I remember what Arthur thought you were going to die.
Yeah, so Arthur and Betty watched me fall down the stairs, which must have been quite traumatic because they were young. It must have been pretty traumatic for them. Like, my mum heard it, they saw it, and it's like, it's quite... You know that flight of stairs, don't you, Meg? It's not an insignificant level to fall
from. I wouldn't
from.
Take that flight of stairs lightly.
No. I mean,
I don't know if you had the same carpet, but they've got one of these like carpet runners up
the
stairs.
No, it was different at the time.
Oh, okay, because I've always felt a bit uneasy on that carpet because it doesn't feel particularly grippy.
No, it's not.
I feel like my foot is just going to slide off of it. Yeah. Yes.
No, this was a more grippy carpet. I still managed to fall anyway. I broke my... It was broken in half. I was in a sling for a few months. But when my... my mum took me off to hospital. Arthur and Betty went, what?
Only after both your siblings went to school.
Yeah, they went to school. And then apparently...
Can you manage till they're at school?
I told my dad this story and he lost it because like
you're okay, but I need to take them to school.
Yeah, so my mum drove the three of us to school. We were gonna walk. But...
I thought that was the last time it was ever.
Yeah,
taking Elsie to be put down. She'd gone lame. There was nothing to do.
So Arthur got into class and reports we've heard from the teachers is that he started crying because he thought I was going to die. And
that's on your mum for not, you know, making sure they were clear on the situation.
She'll be fine. She'll be fine.
Well, actually, my mum kept saying to me, oh, it'll just be a bad bruise. You'll have just bruised it. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Meanwhile, there's a dent in your chest.
Oh, my God. It was snapped in half downwards. It was bad. And I'm left-handed and it was my left collarbone. Now, my school, they were quite new, but they did have laptops. They didn't bother letting me use a laptop. They just made me write with my right hand for like 3 months. And I hold to this. I really think that if I was right-handed and I'd broken my right one, they wouldn't have made me write with my left hand. Like, I think in their heads they just thought, left-handed isn't actually real. Like, you're just being silly, aren't you? That's just write so with rude. Your right hand, you know?
I
did, and it was difficult.
I broke my left elbow and during exams, and they let me wait until it was healed enough that I could write.
What's wrong with a fucking laptop?
Well, they could have let me type, but they were like, let's just wait.
When my mum was at school, she broke her collarbone in PE. They were doing, I think they were doing handstands or something, and her friend...
Oh, that'll do it.
They were like, when you grab your like partner's legs to hold them up in a handstand, and instead of her friend grabbing her leg, she accidentally kicked her in the head. I think, she can correct me on this, but I think that's what happened. So her friend dropped her and she broke her collarbone, and the PE teacher didn't believe that there was anything wrong with her and made her continue PE.
Broken bits
with
of bone,
yeah, with a broken collarbone in agony, and she just had to sit through school the rest of the day. And when she got home, I'm pretty sure her mum was like, "What the fuck?" and obviously drove her to A&E. And I could be making this up. It might just be because I know who the PE teacher was, and I want her to be in trouble. But I'm pretty sure she was in trouble for doing this because you didn't believe a student, and she had quite a badly broken collarbone.
I just want to add one more thing. We made it sound like my mum was quite negligent on that morning. She wasn't.
Of course she wasn't.
Well, would you have broken a collarbone as well?
Surely your parents carry you down the stairs.
I was nearly...
You turn your back for 1 second.
I was nearly 11.
Henry! Will you play with me?
No, I'm looking for a mole.
Oh. I've got a mole. Roly, 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 roly mole. He's the roliest mole you'll ever know.
I'm really not in the mood, thank you, worm.
Oh, okay. Roly, 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 roly mole. Off you go, roly, roll over there.
Can I talk about the personnel of the Fimbles?
Of course,
yeah.
So...
I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, what do you mean?
The people involved.
Oh, okay.
So it was by Novel Entertainment. They also made the animated Horrid Henry.
Yeah, that came up a bunch.
So Horrid Henry references the Fimbles a lot. It's really weird. So they have, like, mostly Roly-Mo. They have, like, Roly-Mo toys in...
Oh, really?
They do, yeah. It's kind of weird So I watched a little bit of that.
So you're saying that it's canon that CBeebies exists in Horrid Henry universe?
Yeah, that's right. I think it's so funny when there's these weird crossovers between stuff because they're like, oh, they mentioned it, so it's real. And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Because this is... neither of you will have any idea what I'm talking about. Apparently, Jujutsu Kaisen is now a part of DC because it was in Batman.
Oh, that's great. So...
fuck you.
So wait.
It's weird vibes today, guys. Weird vibes here.
It is, isn't it? It's a bit. Sorry, Laura. Wayne. Yeah,
she's creating
Forrester,
quite a hostile environment.
She's gonna push me in a minute.
Wayne Forrester played Roly-Mo and Rocket.
I was on his IMDb, and he also has done a bunch of video game stuff. And I'm like, he's done these like lovely childhood TV shows, and then he's also done like really dark video games.
That's what being an actor is.
He's
Laura.
A big old voice actor. All the people involved in Fimbles. In fact, Kate Harbour, who played Florrie in one season, she played all the women in The Secret Show.
Really?
Yeah.
But one day she stopped, right in the middle of a skip. She took off her headphones and unplugged them from the machine. Then she plugged them in again. "What's the matter?" asked the prince. "It's broken," said the princess sadly. "I've lost my music." "Cheer up," said the prince. "I'll make some music for you. Listen to this." And he played some music for her on his homemade double bass.
Aidan Cook, who played Fimbo, he's a puppeteer also, and he was in... what's it called?
Rogue One.
Rogue One. Dave Chapman... who we all know from Dick and Dom.
Yeah.
And we all know he was also in Rogue One. He puppeteered Roly-Mo. But actually, a lot of the characters have multiple puppeteers working behind them.
I was so impressed with the puppetry.
Yeah.
Puppeteering?
Puppetry.
I would like, it would go from the like obviously encumbered movement of the Fimbles to Roly-Mo being puppeted really well. And I was like, oh.
It's really impressive, actually. Well done.
So yeah, there's a lot of everyone that does a voice in it is like quite a prolific voice actor. In fact, when I was listening to Wayne Forrester doing the lovely Roly Moe voice, because he does all the voices when he's reading the stories as well, I sometimes heard a bit of Rocket slipping in there, and you can tell that it's the same voice actor when he does that.
I can't wait to start painting, said the yellow elf. I'm going to paint the sun yellow. I can't wait to start painting, said the green elf. I'm going to paint the grass green. And I can't wait to start painting, said the red elf. I'm going to paint the flowers red.
The only one that surprised me is the voice actor for Bessie.
Yeah.
She hadn't done much. And I was like, because I recognized her voice so much. But she actually hadn't done anything else I've seen. So I assume there's just an overlap with another woman.
I think Tamsin Heatley.
Yeah.
She played Pom as well.
Do you know who she reminded me a bit of? Roz in Frasier.
Oh, yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you mean Daphne?
Oh, sorry,
Frasier?
Not yet.
Yeah.
Daphne, yeah.
I think that Roz in Frasier has a lovely speaking voice.
What about Daphne?
Yeah, kind of.
Rude.
So... what annoys me about, I mean, Frasier is, I think, one of my favourite TV shows of all time. Daphne is from Manchester, but she speaks like she's from Yorkshire. And they shouldn't have made that mistake because the actress is English.
Yeah, sometimes when you're hearing, like, this happens a lot. You're watching an American show and there's an English person and they've hammed it way the fuck up. And you're like, no way.
Well, maybe, you know, she...
Oh, it could happen.
Born in Yorkshire and just lived in Manchester.
It could happen, yeah. But then all of her brothers have, like, accents from entirely different regions.
Well, let's talk about Henry, friend of the pod.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Who's got a very, very neutral accent, and then both of his sisters have got quite distinctive Hull accents. Yeah. It's like, how does that happen?
It's interesting. Like, because obviously...
Grown up in the same place, gone to the same school, and yet one of them has got a significantly different accent.
The like, variations upon accents from, like, your lot of everyone that I've met, I'm like, why don't you guys sound more similar to each other? There's such small and also massive differences between people who grew up, like, 2 miles apart.
I was just gonna say, well, part of our region is that there's a massive river in the middle of our region.
A little crack in the UK.
And that bridge hasn't even been there for all of my mum's lifetime. So
that's crazy that the Humber Bridge is that old.
If I had stayed here, the region where I'm from nearby here, that accent spans a really big area. Like, I'd sound like people from like a 25-mile radius.
In the olden days, they didn't even have standardized time in that.
Yeah.
Pardon me. How are you going to expect everyone to have the same accent when they don't even have the same time? Yeah, well, imagine how your head's going to feel if you haven't booed in 3 days.
Yeah, I've got a friend called Marta. She's wonderful. She's not eccentric, but because she's Italian,
she's just Italian.
I, as a British person, find her eccentric. I was saying, oh, I've got a headache, and she was like, have you pooed? I was like, what are you talking about? And she's like, well, it's all connected, isn't it?
That does sound like something my grandma would say.
How's your head going to feel if you're not pooed for 2 days? Is what she said to me.
She's got a point.
No, yeah. That does sound like something my grandma would say, to be fair.
Everything's connected.
Very holistic.
Irish. Yeah. Italian. Yeah. Catholic.
That's the connection. So Bessie...
find her so annoying, mate.
Oh, I love her.
Your accent just changed.
She's such a nosy busybody.
Yeah, but
she's
an old woman.
She's a neighbour that's always popping round and peeping through your curtains.
Yeah, but someone's got to keep them in check. They are basically children, and she is like, her and Roly Moe are like childminders.
Yeah, but they could step on her by accident and not even notice.
Yeah, that's true. They could sit on her. Paul O'Burns, Bird's got. Yeah.
She also could barely fly.
Oh my god, this is what I was going to say. So in the opening...
She reminds me of Flappy Bird.
Yes! Yeah, because she's a chicken, basically. In the opening, it's like this lovely, like floaty, dreamy, gorgeous opening, and then
you've got
Bessie,
fat bird trying to stay alive.
Yeah, like... Bessie starts flying, and she looks like she's trying so hard. Like, this is like an audio format. I beg you, go watch that opening because it ruins the vibe. She's like focusing straight ahead, flapping as hard as she can.
What a legacy.
So funny.
What a legacy for the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
It doesn't not look Jurassic.
It doesn't not look Jurassic.
You are very funny.
Right, what else have we got? I mean, there's really not too much to say about. They've got a little teddy that is a small version of a thimble that they call Little One. Which
I was about to say that's really weird, but we have like dolls, human dolls are like thousands of years old, so that's fine.
Little One, that's cute. There's a trundle truck, which is a little thing that Pom pushes along, her trundle truck. And
oh,
little
yeah.
One.
She was dropping tissues in it in the tissue episode.
Look, Fi. Lala. Oh, it's yellow. My favourite colour. Oh, and it's warm. Warm like sunshine.
Ah, little and warm. A trundle truck warm. A pom make all warm.
Oh, and me. I'm warm too. Oh, I love yellow.
I loved the Fimbles as a kid, but like I don't remember that much. But what I do remember is three Christmas specials.
I thought you were going to say like a three-part Christmas special. I'm like, that's too much Fimble.
No, if you asked me what my favourite Christmas was, I would say this Christmas where I could non-stop, not this Christmas, this Christmas I'm talking about. I couldn't stop watching this VHS of, or it might have been one of our very first DVDs actually, but it was three episodes of the Fimbles that were based around Christmas. Aww. And I don't remember it very clearly, but I remember the vibe and I remember being happy, like really happy. And I watched it again yesterday and I realized why. So part of this, so the first one is called Star and it's about a star. Second one is called Sparkles and the item they find is just glitter. And they tell a story about Roly Mo tells a story about
pardon me.
Wow.
Why did you have to ruin everything?
My God. I'll just carry on and I'm going to keep that in. So
I'm sorry.
It's fine.
I didn't mean
Isn't it horrible when your body does things? Do you ever realise as you grow up, you have less and less control over it?
It's gotten a little bit more regular.
We don't need to think about that. So
actually, no, I retract that. My brain's eating itself.
Laura has MS. It's all very sad. So
it's all very
sad. No, it's not even a joke. She does.
Yeah,
you've got
to
be sensitive to any listeners that we've got who may have MS. Remember, Elsie.
We live with one.
I guess this is the announcement.
We don't think MS is funny. Although, the
but
way
it is
that,
when Laura has it.
When we basically knew she had it. But when she went to the doc, she went to the hospital last Monday, mm-hmm. and when she was on her way back from the hospital, this is how she announced it to me. She so the way that she decided to announce it was she put this Snapchat filter on that made her into it was her face on lots of chips. And it said in big green letters, "Doctor has diagnosed me with MS," and she's grinning.
She's, like, she's grinning lots and lots of times on little chips.
Yeah, she's a cone of fries, and the fries say, "Doctor has diagnosed me with MS."
It's good you can laugh
about it. Anyway, sorry about that, Elsie.
No, it's fine. So I was watching this episode and I was like, this is why child Elsie loved it so much, because Roly Mo was telling a story about a tree that was sad because all its leaves had gone, but then Jack Frost painted it in like white,
aww,
like sparkly snow.
And he called two little elves who dipped their tiny silver buckets into the big pot. The tree was still sighing when the elves flew over and started painting his branches.
Hey, said the tree. Oh, stop that. Oh, it tickles.
We're giving you a winter coat. Hee-hee,
laughed the elves. How's that? Moon asked the tree. The tree looked at his branches. Now they were all silver and glittering in the moonlight.
Oh, that's beautiful, said the tree. A sparkly winter coat. Thank you, Moon.
Ah, don't thank me, said the moon. Thank Jack Frost.
Ah, lovely.
Oh, that was a lovely winter story, Rowley. The tree was all sparkly and shiny with the cold frost.
Ah, sparkly, sparkly.
I remembered that image so much. Like, I barely remembered the episode, but if you'd said what was your best Christmas, I'd be like, the vibes I felt that one year when I was watching the Fimbles episode about glitter. And the real life human bits, they were like sifting through lots of glitter. And I'm not to be shallow, but I fucking love sparkly things. We were in the Diamond Museum a few days ago in Antwerp.
Do you remember what I said in the Diamond Museum? I don't remember who I said it to, but I said, I can see why magpies are into this shit.
Yeah, you said it to both of us. Yeah. Yeah, love it. So I love the glitter episode of the Fimbles. The Fimbles holds a very special place in my heart, even if it's not an actual memory and it's just vibes. I really am a big fan of the Fimbles.
Which one of you, because it's one of you, dumped glitter on a person for being homophobic?
That was me. It was in a stairwell at school.
That's a good punishment.
I didn't know you'd done this. Can you tell the story?
I mean, I must have told you
no,
this.
No, I didn't know about this.
Wow, okay. So, it was a...
I can't believe you've been telling Laura things before you tell me.
Okay, so...
She's had years to tell you.
It was in a GCSE art double period. And in between the 2 hours, we got, a break. And someone was calling someone else gay. Like, oh, that's so gay. I was like, you shouldn't really do that. And so she doubled down and she started like chanting gay at me. And so I got some glitter out of my bag, like a little tube of glitter, and I like threw it at her. But none of it really got on her. It all went on the floor.
Oh.
And
shame.
Even so, like the intent was there and she was furious with me. So, and we were on our way to lunch. So I panicked a little bit. I was like, I've just defaced school property. Like I put glitter on the floor. And because it's messy, isn't it?
Was it carpet?
No.
Then it's fine.
But it was kind of textured anyway.
Yeah.
I told the head of year was like a cool guy. And I just saw him and I was like, I think I've done something
wrong. Told on yourself?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because I knew he'd be on my side. He was a nice guy. Okay. And he was like... Bit weird, but okay, I guess sweep it up. and then we went back.
He goes home to his wife and says, you never guess what happened today.
So we went back to art class and this girl, Chloe, she was called, she looked at me like she walked past me on the way to the teacher. Like her eyes were basically saying, you are going to be universally retributed. Like she was so unhappy. So I saw her talking to the teacher and this teacher was like, Elsie, come here a sec. I was like, okay.
It's all right, miss, I've already told the year.
No, literally. And she said, was it the art supplies? I was like, no, it's just in my bag.
My personal supply of glitter that I keep on hand to punish people.
It was just there. She was like, oh, right, okay, then fine. I guess we'll hoover it up. So Chloe was like going around telling all the class and they were like, okay.
This isn't, I don't know what she, like, you were using gay as a slur. I don't know what response you're expecting from people.
So she was asked to apologize and what she meant to say was, I would rather shit in my hands and clap. That's what she meant to say, but what she got her words mixed up and she was like, I would rather clap and shit. Like she. And then I had to leave for an orthodontist appointment. I had to leave school early.
Legend.
And the head of art, who was this butch lesbian, she was amazing, an amazing teacher. She, as on my way out, she looked at me and she said, "I'm not, Elsie, I'm not saying you should have done it, but nice one." I was like, "You're welcome, miss." And when I came back, I had realized, like, the class had
rallied
around me. And what they'd done is they had made a card for Chloe, and inside the card it said, "I would rather shit and clap."
You're who she thinks about at night when she's angry.
"I would rather shit and clap. Love from the homosexual community."
She became a gay icon accidentally.
Yeah, she accidentally did. So the whole class and all the teachers, like, very much on my side. I lost a tube of glitter that day, but I gained so much more. So that's my story. I can't believe I've never told you that.
That's incredible.
It's an incredible story. Yeah, genuinely, at night when she's in her bed, she's thinking about school, you're the regret that
maybe
she has.
Yeah.
There were loads
we were
of
actually friends. That's the funny thing.
There were loads of times I wish I'd stuck up for myself more at school in that way. I think there's only one time where I actually actively... I remember being quite cheeky and... I think I got away with a lot at school, but I don't think I actually did very much to get me in trouble. But I remember in my last year of school, like year 11, I was a prefect, and there was this one year 8, there were fucking loads of prefects.
Oh, we
in my
only
school.
Had four.
No, we had loads of doors. Basically, being a prefect meant you manned a door at lunchtime.
My school, it was you could walk on the grass.
No. If you gained something, I had a lunchtime taken off me every week. So there were loads of us. But there was this one year 8 that had been such a twat to me all year. Like, he was such a scrawny, tiny little cunt, but he liked to, like, call me names and was just like, I think we, like, had it kind of... I wasn't the kind of person who would take any of this to heart, so I just kind of laugh it off. So I don't know if he thought that we were joking. But there was one particular day when I had enough of this little twat, and I was walking down the music corridor. It was, like, music and sport in the same corridor. So there was a sports hall at the end of the corridor, and there was these, like, two double doors in the middle of the corridor. And a friend that me and Elsie had at college, he held the door open for me to walk through. And as I'd kind of cleared the door, this little fucking year 8, he came out from outside, like, bolted it down the corridor. I looked at our friend, and before I could even stop myself, I stuck my leg out for him to trip over. Because our friend was still holding the door open for this kid to come through.
You love getting people on the floor,
don't
you?
I do, I love it. And the kid, I expected him to trip, but the kid went flying. Like, he flew to the floor and skidded along the floor. And obviously, a PE teacher had heard...
Me in the departures lounge.
Yeah, she'd heard the commotion of this kid running down the corridor. And then obviously heard him be thrown to the ground. And she came out, saw him on the floor, and me with my foot out, right? So she definitely made the connection of what I'd just done.
Was still out.
No, because she came out as it was happening, right? Okay. Watched it happen. And clearly had had enough of him as well, because I made eye contact with her, and then she stepped back into the sports hall and said nothing to me. She just was like, "Get up." I remember telling my dad this story, and he was like, "You're a bully." And I was like, "This cunt has been harassing me all year. Why are you not proud of me for standing up for myself?" I didn't kill him, did I? What I did was teach him a lesson, because he never fucking did it again.
There was one time we were all, like, bantering, having fun and shit. And then, like, you know the thing where you move someone's chair before they sit down?
Yeah, dangerous. Break someone's neck.
Yeah, I did that one time. And it was, like, a mood where it felt like it wouldn't go. go down bad, but it really, really, really did. They were really, really not happy that I'd done that. All the humor left the room, and it was really like...
Oh. Like when you cheated at Uno.
Yeah. I don't think it was cheating, but yeah.
It's horrible. We won't go into that again.
It's horrible when you... Can I tell a story? You can edit this out if you want.
All right.
But this is like basically the most trouble I ever got into at school. And I was thinking about this the other day because I don't know, with some of the things I said to teachers at school, I don't know how I didn't get into more trouble because I got away with a lot. And I was in physics one day and I had like kind of... I generally had quite a like bantery relationship with all the teachers, but the physics teacher in particular.
Yes, I know this
story. Clearly caught him on a really bad day, because I don't remember what I'd been saying, or I don't remember what I said to him, but he said to me, our friend Mel as well, she was sent out of this particular class, and I don't remember why she was sent out, but it was clearly for the same reason. He said to me, you do know that by saying this, you're accidentally disrespecting a teacher. And I said, no, sir, I'm doing it on purpose. I remember
that is a very Meg thing to say.
I remember the intake of breath from the class, right? Because I don't think it wasn't unknown that me and this teacher had this kind of like bantery relationship, and I got away with it because I was good at physics. And
well, you're also very charming.
Thanks. And he was like, so our isolation room or whatever, where you got sent to, like, Mel had been sent out. I think me and her had been talking, but I think it was like genuinely about work or something. She was sent out, and he then said to me, right, go to the green room. That's what our isolation room was called.
Oh, sounds lovely.
And the only reason I was then not sent to isolation, didn't have a detention on, I had a clean school record, no detentions, was because I said to him, I don't know where it is. Like, you're going to have to tell me where it is because I've never been before.
I don't get in trouble.
And he said, right, okay, just apologise to me then. And I apologised. I was like, I'm sorry. And he was like... Okay. And I don't know if he knew that he was like, on any other day he would have let me off with that and it would have been a joke, and he didn't want to be the one to tarnish my school record. But that is because any other day that would have just slid. It was would have
I,
just
I
been a joke.
Have a similar story, and it's related to moles.
Go on,
so
then.
I think I should tell it.
Sure.
So in year six we had
a mole.
A very, very cool teacher. He was every spelling test, at the end of the spelling test, he would choose a child at random and he would tell a story about that child using every word from the spelling test. So when it was my turn, pigeon was one of the words, and I ended up like killing a pigeon's wife and running off with him. It was...
Homewrecker.
Yeah, it was a great teacher. He taught us... measurements by one of my friends was exactly a meter tall, so he measured the room in Edwards and picked him up sideways and like measured the room. He was really cool, and he always made sure that even the quietest kids had like their moment where he would make them feel special. And in the field there was a cornered off hole, and we weren't allowed to go in it. And after school, a very quiet boy called Adam, I think some kids put his coat in the hole and he had to go in and get it. And he was seen and he got put in detention for it. And I think my teacher knew it wasn't his fault and he nicknamed him Holy Moly. So whenever he called out his name in the register, he would be like, Elsie, Kate, Thomas, Holy Moly. And... one afternoon, he had the big red book of people that had been sent to detention over the term, and he was making a point. And you know when teachers are like, you know it's a serious atmosphere, like no one talks because you're being told off now. We all filed in, and he wasn't happy, and he had the book, and he was like, I want you to sit down I want you to stand up if I read out your name. And he was trying to make a point that a lot of us had been in it. He was like... Zach for talking in assembly, Lewis for bullying. And we were like, oh god, what's gonna happen? And then he went, Adam
For going down the hole.
And we all laughed. Anyway, he was a really nice guy. I could tell so many stories about him, but I'm not going to because we've got limited time and I want to get back to the Fimbles.
I think it's an interesting social skill you pick up as you get older at school is getting the vibe of the teacher.
Well, that happens when you... When you have the same teacher for years, like I had the same maths teacher for 4 out of 5 of my years at school. And everyone thought the maths teacher I had was a really scary guy. And I was like, what are you talking about? He's king of banter. I love that man. In fact, if you're listening, Mr. Musgrave, you are a legend. I remember him. I used to sit on the front row of maths and just talk to him. And I remember him, this really sounds bad in a maths way.
Bad in a maths way.
I'm going to say that all again because it sounds a bit noncy. I used to sit at the front of maths, and one day he said to me, because it had just been parents' evening, and he said to me, your dad doesn't look old enough to have a daughter who's 16. And I said, because he was, my dad and my maths teacher were the same age, and I said, don't you have a son at uni? And he was like, yeah, good point.
God, he was young then.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
There's a friend in Fimble Valley that we're on our way to see, to hear him tell his stories, maybe stay for tea. He's a mole who's living underground, and his name is Roly Mo. Roly, 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 Roly Mo. He's the roliest mole you'll ever know, and his name is Roly Mo.
Can we talk about the spin-off show?
Yes.
The Roly Mo Show.
Yes.
It's nicer to watch, isn't it? It's better.
I think their lovely little Welsh accents are so calming.
Yeah, because it's him and his niece, who's called Little Bo.
La la, la 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 la. Hello to you. How do you do? I wonder what's for tea today. Let's go and ask Uncle Roly. Ready? Then off we go!
Oh, hello there. And how are you today? I'm just making something special for tea.
Hello, Uncle Roly.
Oh, hello there, Little Bo. I was just telling our friends that I'm making something special for tea.
Oh, yes. That's what I wanted to ask you, Uncle Roly.
Oh, what did you want to ask me, Little Bo?
She's very cute.
And for some reason, two little creatures called Snoots, and they're called Hugo and Migo, they live with Roly Mo as well, but I don't know what their relationship to him is.
They're very cute.
Apprentices.
Yeah, they're librarians in training. They reminded me a little bit, like, construction and movement-wise of the Rattus.
Rattus.
No, they are, yeah. Very much.
Hugo!
Migo!
Oh, yes, it is!
Oh, no, it isn't!
Oh, yes, it is!
Oh, no, it isn't!
Oh, yes, it
no,
is!
No, it isn't!
Yes, it is!
No, it isn't!
What was all that about?
I've got no idea. It looks as though they're having a snoot argument.
Oh, dear. I'll go and see if I can help, shall I?
I think that would be a very good idea.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Excuse me.
Yes?
I thought you might like to look in my busy book with me.
Oh, yes, please.
Yes, it is. Yes!
I hope this works.
But, it was nicer to watch Roly Mo. I was watching it on Amazon Prime, and like, there's this, it wasn't on YouTube. This problem didn't come up on YouTube, whereas like all of the Amazon Prime ones had this like weird slight haze. Like the room was smoky. It was weird, but Roly Mo didn't. Yeah, I don't really, it was weird.
Okay. Yeah, anyway. I liked Rolly Moe. For me, there wasn't enough of him rolling.
Yeah. Can I get some tracks?
I want to tell. This isn't actually from the Rolly Moe show, but it was one of his stories in the Fimbles, and I need to tell you before I forget. Mm-hmm. It was the episode where about the surprises. I don't know if it was called Surprise or Hiccup or whatever, but he was like, "I've got a story for you that's about a surprise." And then what he told was Little Red Riding Hood, right? And I thought. Oh my god, yeah, that is a surprise, isn't it? But what he told was Little Red Riding Hood goes to her grandma's house in the woods, and she sees the wolf on the way to her grandma's house, and he's pranking the rabbits, and he says, "Oh, I like pranking the rabbits in the forest." And then when she gets to her grandma's house, the wolf's in bed, and she says, "Oh, grandmother, what big eyes you have, all the better to see you with. Oh, what big teeth you have, all the better to eat." And yeah, just all the better to eat. And she's like, you sound weird. And then her grandma jumps out through the door and is like, "Haha, you got pranked." And the wolf's like, "Yeah, all the better to eat one of those buns you've got in your basket." And I was like, what a cop out.
Honestly.
I was like, it
is.
But I was also a bit relieved that they weren't telling 3-year-olds, you're going to get eaten by a wolf.
We have to at some point watch Hoodwinked.
Oh yeah,
we do.
It's a show.
Anne Hathaway, is it?
Yeah, it's a movie I watched when I was a kid. Me and Sean were fucking obsessed with it, and it's horrendous. It's one of the most horrendous things to watch. It's a musical. There is the big bad wolf, but he's like a PI.
He's got glasses and he sits on a rocking chair, doesn't he?
Well, when he's pretending to be the grandma, who is a secret agent.
Yeah.
So yeah, the big bad wolf is a PI. And it's insane. We have to watch it.
And it looks like it's got sort of similar animation to what are those like crazy horrible rabbit things? There was a video game about
Raving Rabbits.
Raving Rabbits.
Yeah, I love Raving Rabbits.
It looks like similar vibes.
Yeah,
it does actually.
Bit very janky. Yeah.
It's very janky, but more folklore.
Well, maybe you'd like a story while you're thinking.
Oh, story!
Oh yes, please.
Righto. Back in a roly mode.
So a lot of people on Instagram were saying that back in a roly mole or back in a roly mo has entered their lexicon. Like my dad says it a lot, back in a roly mo, or used to anyway. And it brings me joy that a lot of people say back in a roly mo even now, because it's, you know, it's a very old show and it's nice
Don't
that people
say
that.
It's only
over 22 years old.
I also really...
It's younger than you.
Yes, I know it's younger than me. I turned 26 a month ago.
I was looking forward to seeing more of him rolling around. And there isn't enough of it. Honestly, that's what I was expecting. And he doesn't that much. It's a novelty to see him rolling.
I kept accidentally saying roly moly, like, every time. Even though it's roly mo, but I was like, surely it's roly moly. Like, that makes sense, right? Roly poly. Roly poly scare me now.
Yeah, I don't want to break my neck.
Yeah, like, because like when you're a kid, you're like, my bones are stretchy, it's fine. But now...
I don't think I ever said that as a kid. No, I famously smashed up my elbow when I was
very
three. So.
But like, I just used to roly-poly after roly-poly after roly-poly. And now I'm like, absolutely fucking not. I would shatter into pieces.
Something that I think is really funny is that they call the hair on there the sort of weird...
Top knot.
They call it a top knot. Yeah.
Is that the
wind in your top knot?
You can have such fun whizzing and zooming with the wind in your top knot, but you just have to be a little bit careful.
Is that the Fimbles or the Rolly
Moe? Yeah, the Fimbles.
The ones that in the intro go...
Yeah. Oh my God, someone on Instagram called it not the hair boner.
Yeah, I did think it.
Because when they get the feeling, which either means horny or high, I think, they get like tingle in their fingers and a twitch in their nose, and it's cute to watch their little noses go. Yeah. But when their hair goes, it's like, not the felt boner.
No, yeah, I legitimately thought that exact same thing. I'm glad
the
I'm not alone.
Knots.
Because I was like, why is any part of them moving?
It's just so funny that they have top knots.
Can you imagine if your hair, like an animated or felt creature, responded to your emotions?
Yeah, I wouldn't like it.
Yours does. You go to the hairdressers and you get it done.
I mean, like, imagine if you were scared
the other day.
If imagine if you were scared and your hair like expanded like an anime character's.
Oh, I wonder where everyone is. Oh, look! Oh, there's Fimbo, fast asleep. Aww. Oh, doesn't he look so sweet when he's asleep? I do love him.
There's a episode where, I don't know which episode it is, but I remember that this happens in it. Fimbo is asleep and Florrie, you know, is walking around and finds him and she says, it's sweet when he's asleep. I do love him.
He's fucking quiet now.
No, but isn't that so sweet? Like, apropos of nothing, nothing to do with the plot, she just goes, I do love him. Isn't that so nice?
So I like how a lot of the dialogue in it is just nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah. It's just like they're just saying stuff, and I actually really like that.
It's just us, isn't it?
Yeah. just chatting shit. And it's cute.
If
I
one
like
of them
it.
At one point had gone, got any chat? Oh, I'm sorry. I've said that around other people because it's an oft-repeated phrase in this house, you got any chat. And people are always look at me really, really weirdly. And they're like, what do you mean? I'm like,
oh. Got any chat?
Got any? Have you got any fucking shit to say?
Anyway, sorry, Elsie. I know you want to get this episode finished.
I don't know if I have anything else to say about the Fimbles. I mean, we've stretched this one out. We were worried we didn't have too much to say.
I've got loads
but...
of stories to tell you all, though.
Yeah. Meg, before Elsie came home, was like, we need to tangent the fuck out of this one.
I was like, I think we've got about 40 minutes of good Fimble content, and then we can tell some stories.
I think that's it, yeah.
But clearly people really enjoy it, and... maybe you're content with the fact that there's actually not that much interesting facts.
Oh.
They did a live tour.
Oh, yes. I wanted to talk about that. Sarah Jane Honeywell was in that. I tried to find footage of it because you can see the tweenies. That was, like, recorded.
Yeah.
But I don't think this one was. I mean, it was 2006, I think.
Yeah, I actually found it through archived BBC articles.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Their studio, well, you wanted to surprise me with this information.
Yeah, the studio where it's filmed was in Bracknell, Laura.
Was it Bracknell?
Yeah. When I looked it up, it said Bracknell, but I could be wrong.
It's about a 15-minute drive from where I grew up.
Oh,
so there's Laura's claim to fame. The only interesting thing that's ever happened in Bracknell.
Meg, we are Laura's claim to fame.
Sorry.
Do you know what you said, she said to me earlier? I actually don't remember. You're going to have to remind me exactly why you were saying it.
Oh, because our hairdresser, we all have the same hairdresser. She was asking me how long we've known each other.
Yeah.
And I was commenting on how for almost all of the time me and Meg have known each other, we've lived together.
Yeah.
And you said, oh, it's good to know I can keep people.
Yeah, I can keep people around. And Laura was like, Meg, you're not getting rid of me. I don't have any other friends.
Because I was like, all of my friends are your friends.
Yeah, it's true. And now I'm the same. My friends are also Laura's friends. On that cheery note, shall we go to the pub?
Yeah, I actually think we should.
Yeah?
We need to get there quick. We can't put all this shit away. We need to get there before they ring the bell.
Oh, shit. Yeah, that's okay. It's
so, right,
thought.
Quick. Let's let me do the socials.
Yeah,
stop throwing things.
You've got this down.
Right,
go.
So Twitter is at TotsTV.
No, it's not.
Oh, shit. Let's start again. Twitter is at @Tots__.
You said it again.
Fuck me. Twitter is at @Thoughts_TV. Instagram is at @ThoughtsTV. The O is a zero. TikTok is at @ThoughtsTVPod. You can email us at ThoughtsTV2002@gmail.com. Our Patreon, if you want to give us money, is ThoughtsTV.
Discord.
It's
makes my dick
the...
hard. Yeah, the Discord's something. Just click about till you find it.
It's linked on the socials.
And if you are part of our Patreon, there is a Patreon-specific server on Discord, or you can just chat with each other on Patreon. Thank you to all of the people who give us money every month.
Yeah.
We are so grateful for you. And we...
A new bonus episode coming out soon.
Soon, yeah. So, thanks everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to some Fimble chat and some crap about our lives.
As always.
See you later.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.